Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here, along with Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today our good friend Rusty Leonard will be joining us, and you're going to be talking about things like healthcare and budget deficits and the possibility of another housing crisis. And I guess if you're not careful, depending on your perspective, the outlook is pretty grim.
Well, Rusty is Mr. Optimism. In fact, there's a lot of difficult news today that we're going to talk about, but there's always two sides to every issue, and Rusty finds the silver lining. I've said to our listeners before, I try to be realistic, not lean one way or the other, but Rusty truly can find some good in every negative situation and keeps me encouraged.
Yeah, well, me too. And, you know, before Rusty comes, I know that recently you got an email that just kind of epitomizes what our hope is for Money Life, and I'd like you to share that before Rusty comes and joins us.
Well, Dave, it was a surprise to me. It came all the way from Papua New Guinea. Dear Chuck, I want to take a moment to thank you for your radio ministry with Crown. I live in Papua New Guinea and work as a missionary. I download the Money Life programs and listen to them when I run. One of the programs had a huge impact on my life. You interviewed the man who writes freemoneyfinance.com, and I started following that blog and really enjoyed the information. He goes on to say that he started his own Christian financial blog there in Papua New Guinea. And then he says, anyway, that is my story. Since Crown played an important role in the process, I wanted to thank you. And by the way, my wife and I are in our early 30s. We have three kids. We live off one income and are debt-free except for our house. Mm-hmm. We both have master's degree that we paid for with cash. And if things go according to plan, we will have the mortgage paid off at the end of 2010.
Wow.
May God continue to bless you, your ministry, and your family. Craig Ford from Papua New Guinea. Isn't that encouraging?
Oh, it certainly is, Chuck. In fact, that really is what we're all about here at Money Life.
Well, if you think about it, Craig's a missionary family. They have no debt. They live off one income. They're entrepreneurs. They're diversifying their income streams, and they're in their early 30s. Isn't that great?
That's just a great testimony. And by the way, if you have a testimony or a story that you would like to share with Chuck, you can write him directly at chuckbentley@crown.org. That's chuckbentley@crown.org. Also, if Money Life airs at a time in your city that's inconvenient for you to listen to on a daily basis, you can sign up for our free podcast, and we'll send Money Life directly to your computer each day. All the information for the podcast and to listen online, just go to crown.org. Well, Rusty Leonard joins us in just a moment. You are listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Want to use your home computer to help you manage your money God's way? Well, all you need is Crown Money Map Financial Software from Crown Financial Ministries. With Crown Money Map Financial Software, you can create a realistic spending plan and use a virtual envelope system to follow daily. And since it's based on the Crown Money Map, the software will help you build up your emergency fund, pay off debts, create balanced budgets, manage investments, and complete other steps that'll move you forward on your financial journey. Crown Money Map Financial Software is loaded with features to make living on a spending plan easy and secure, including the ability to import transactions from your bank so you don't have to enter them individually. Crown Money Map Financial Software is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. For specific system requirements or for a free trial version, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976 for more information. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Rusty Leonard. Rusty is a frequent guest. He's the founder and CEO of Stewardship Partners, an investment firm helping Christian investors align their portfolios with a biblically based worldview. Rusty, always good to have you on the program.
Always great to be with you.
And today we're going to do our monthly update for December of 2009, and I was reflecting back to our update back in March. It seems like ancient history now, doesn't it? But I remember Rusty asking you when the market was completely bottoming out. It looked like there was no end in sight. I said, Rusty, what would you advise people to be investing in right now? And do you remember your answer?
I said, just buy anything.
Yeah, anything. And
everything was cheap. Everything was very inexpensive.
Everything was on sale. I really was surprised you said that, and I didn't take your advice, Rusty. I didn't go back in the market. And since March of 2009, the Dow has climbed, 66% now?
Yeah, it's up by about two-thirds from the lows on March the 6th, the interday lows on March the 6th.
Yeah, it would have been the greatest return in the history of my entire life to have a 66% return. But I didn't do it, and so for the record, you called it, I missed it.
Well, that's understandable. Obviously, it was a pretty tense time back then, and it does take quite a bit of courage to step up and take a chance in that situation. But it was something where, based on my long experience, you have seen these things before, not only here in the U.S., but in other nations. As a global investor that I've been for over 30 years, it was clear that there was a good chance that things were going to rally pretty strong.
You know, Rusty, many people are trying to decide what's it going to be next year. They're looking at 2009 coming to a close. They feel like, you know, the market's been headed up to the right for a number of months. Maybe it's stable again. Maybe it's time to go back in, especially for those investors who are living on a fixed income allocation with their retirement funds. Is it time for them to look at getting back in? And what do you think the outlook is next year?
Well, it's very uncertain. It was easy back in March when everything was so cheap to be able to say that these things represent panic lows. But right now, the market's recovered quite a bit, and we're kind of at a normal level of valuation. So for stocks, bonds are actually overvalued. And so it's harder to make a concrete case. I couldn't tell you right now just by anything. I mean, there's just no way I could make that recommendation. And the economy and the stock market it's full of vulnerabilities, things that could go wrong. Now, they may not go wrong. Everything may continue to move forward. In fact, I would say my base case is that things will continue to improve, that the global economy will continue to recover. But I am concerned that there are many potholes out there that could turn into something much bigger than a pothole if, you know, a few things go the wrong way. And it's impossible to predict those. So for people who are on a fixed income or in any way can't afford to invest, they should not be investing in this circumstance right now. It's they should be, you know, trying to maintain a much more conservative stance. They may miss out because it's probably likely that the economies will continue to improve and stocks may go up. But they're not going to go up 66% next year, I can tell you that much. And if they did, that would only mean that inflation was probably up by about 100%. So there would be some bad aspects to it. Their real returns wouldn't be that good.
Well, you know, Rusty, if you think about some of the potholes, the ones that concern me, recent news was the collapse. Well, not the collapse, but the required refinancing of the debt on the commercial build out in Dubai. You know, one of the real bright spots of growth around the world has been the emergence of Dubai as a global city with all the ritz and glitz of the world heralding it as this incredible economic boom, tallest building in the world, indoor snow skiing in the middle of the desert, all these outrageous accomplishments, and now they're broke. Isn't that an early warning signal that the commercial real estate investments could be in trouble next?
Well, I think we already know that those commercial real estate investments do have some big problems ahead of them. But as far as Dubai is concerned, I would say that hopefully that's going to be a one-off. They did some awfully extreme things. And there's something that we joke about in our investment business about the skyscraper index. Whoever has built the biggest skyscraper is due for a comeuppance, so to speak. They're about to get taken down. They may have the tallest building, but they're going to soon have the lowest stock market. And there's a pretty good correlation between those two things. Because what happens is they get full of hubris. They think they can do anything. They go out and they spend. And what do? Most of all, they borrow to do all this spending. And so, you know, Larry, Howard, yourself have been telling your listeners for years that avoid debt. It's a dangerous thing. And, you know, time and time again, people and even governments, as we well know, take on too much debt and get themselves in trouble.
Yeah. You know, Rusty, I'd like to politely correct you. I have been saying this for years, but God started it. He said to avoid debt. debt. Debt was dangerous. I'm just parroting what the Lord told us. I'm just passing on the message. But, you know, His ways are never mocked. When you violate His principles, whether you're an individual or a nation or a U.S. government, there will be a price to pay.
That is absolutely true, and we all need to look out into the future. We may not have to pay the price next month or even next year or next 2 years, but at some point, if you keep making decisions that are foolish, that go against the Word, then you'll pay the price, as we all know.
You know, Rusty, the late Larry Burkett, our co-founder, wrote in 1992 when the Clinton administration had put forth health care reform legislation that because it represented one-sixth of the gross domestic product in this country, that if the government took on that level of obligation, that it would be the death blow to the U.S. economy. And now here we are 20 years later discussing the very same option. Do you see it that way, as a possible death blow to the economy?
I guess you could argue that in the long run it could be, because the estimates they're using, of course, are not really accurate estimates. Nobody really believes that in some manner we will reduce our deficit by bringing the government into involvement in, you know, such a large portion of our economy. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And the historical track record is, of course, that when Medicare was started, the estimates for how much it would cost have turned out to be low by a factor of 10 or 12 times. And so it's natural for these programs just to expand and expand and expand. So it could very well be that. And if it isn't, if it doesn't bring too much debt, what it will bring will be too much taxation to avoid that debt. And that would itself hurt the economy in a big way and really cause our economy to be a shell of what it used to be in terms of growth and productivity and innovation and progress.
Well, Rusty, we're talking about some of the potholes as we look forward to what the stock market may be doing and to prepare investors to be wise in the future. And we're going to talk about more of those potholes when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Rusty Linney.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today's guest is Rusty Leonard, providing us a monthly update on the economy and an outlook for the stock market. Rusty, you said in the first segment that you have a basic optimistic outlook. You think things are going to get better as long as we can avoid some of the potholes. And we talked about the possibility of healthcare legislation, a commercial real estate pothole, many things to be concerned about. And one of them that concerns me is the possibility of another housing crisis, because there are many homeowners who are upside down on their mortgages. I get emails every day of people who are trying to refinance or sell or short sell. They're very concerned about the valuation of their home. They're trying to renegotiate an adjustable rate mortgage. But it looks like, from where I sit, that there may be another housing crisis on its way. Is that your perspective? And is there any way to avoid it?
There is a way to avoid it, and it is possible. So both are true. The way to avoid it is for the global economy to continue to grow and grow quickly so that the demand for houses picks up, prices pick up, and more people are no longer underwater on their mortgages. That seems, you know, that may happen, but nobody would want to put necessarily a high probability on it. On the other hand, if the economy doesn't grow as rapidly as we hope, then there could be more and more mortgages that are under underwater. And the Wall Street Journal reported that about 40% of all mortgages are underwater right now across the nation, with, you know, particular troubles in California, Florida, and Nevada. And if that happens, if it starts getting worse, if the trend goes from an improving trend to a declining trend, the banking system will again have some issues that they'll have to face. Now, I don't think it will get to be as bad as it was last year, but it nevertheless will be certainly a big pothole in the economic recovery. And really, the banks, we need the banks to be healthy in order to support the overall growth of the economy, because they're a key feature in the growth of any economy. The banking system is always important for growth to be achieved. So if the banks aren't healthy, they won't lend and the economy can't grow. So we have a chicken and the egg type problem with the housing business and the economy. They rely on each other.
So from your perspective, that is another key statistic that we need to keep our eyes on.
Yes, that's definitely one of the potholes that is out there that we hope we can steer around. But you really do need to keep an eye on it, because, again, any type of stress in the financial system will raise concerns and alarms and probably cause the markets to take a step backward.
Well, Rusty, I want to talk about the pothole that gives me the greatest concern, and that's the national debt, not only in the U.S., but other industrialized nations. There was an article, since you and I have spoken last, that the Société Générale, the French bank, the large French bank, issued a warning to their wealthy customers of the possibility of a very significant global financial meltdown, basing that on the fact that some of the largest economies in the world, particularly those in the Western world, are in deep trouble with too much government debt. And they don't see an easy way for that recovery to take place. And right here in our own country, we're printing money night and day. We're borrowing money from the Chinese. And we're living on pretty cheap interest rates right now. But if those interest rates go up and we see inflation, the amount of money that this country's going to owe in interest alone is going to be staggering. Do you share that same concern? Isn't that the big pothole out there?
Yeah, that's bigger than a pothole. I absolutely share that concern. And I think the last time we talked, I encouraged your listeners to write their congressman, call their congressman, and complain as vociferously as they could to try to get their attention, because they really just don't have it. In Washington, D.C., they do not act unless there's a crisis. And the crisis is still a few years off. And so they're apt to continue spending money right up into the edge of the abyss. And then we got to create a crisis for them sooner by threatening their jobs, essentially. And that's really the only thing that will get their attention, I think, is if they really see their poll numbers collapsing through the floor and saying, you know, we really need to attack this deficit thing. And I have some encouraging news on that regard, I guess. Number one, at least President Obama has begun mentioning the issue. And, you know, obviously he's been focused on his health care agenda, but I'm sure once that gets done, he will turn his attention to the issue of the deficit and also jobs. And another piece of encouraging news is Canada was once in this bind. In the mid-90s, they had huge deficits, you know, 8% of GDP, and there was no hope on the horizon. Well, the fear that struck them, and they saw their currency going down the drain then as well, like we're seeing now, finally the fear caught up to them, and the government actually, a crisis ensued enough to enough of a level that the government actually took action, and in 10 out of the next 12 years, they had surpluses. So it's not impossible for a government to right itself if they just do the right thing. I'm afraid we're going to have to encourage them as citizens to do that right thing, though.
You know, Rusty, we're at that same threshold. We're at 80% debt to GDP. In other words, our annual income in this country is about $14 trillion. We're now $12 trillion in debt. We're approaching a threshold that's truly a crisis. And it seems like those in Washington don't notice, because, you know, taking on more debt with this health care legislation just seems totally counterintuitive to me if you simply look at the economics. What's it going to take to get their attention to understand it's not a political issue, it's an issue of basic economic sense to live within our means? What's it going to take to get their attention?
You know, usually the historical precedence is it takes a crisis. And so until, and that's true with most governments, these guys respond in the very short term. They are not long-term thinkers. The public has to beat them into submission, essentially. So like I said earlier, if we can somehow create that crisis by contacting our legislators, abusing them if we have to, pointing this stuff out. And if you mentioned the $12 trillion in debt, the real problem is the $106 trillion in unfunded liabilities that are out there for Social Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and then now, soon, if they get this through Congress, the health care plan.
Well, Rusty, hang on, because I want to talk to you about this more. We've got to take a break. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to come back with more from Rusty Leonard on his economic outlook for 2010.
Ever needed an answer to a financial question really quickly? Well, help can be at your fingertips with the Money Life Basics series from Crown Financial Ministries. The series is a set of 6 books offering biblical wisdom, practical advice, and inspiring testimonies, all in a condensed format. Think of them as financial first aid. You can easily get answers to your questions about the most common financial topics, from debt and bankruptcy to investing, work, and generosity. These small, easy-to-read books are packed with trusted biblical advice that provides instant guidance around your financial roadblocks. Perfect for wedding, graduation, or Christmas gifts, too. To get any one booklet or the entire Money Life Basics series, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest is Rusty Leonard. And Rusty, I just couldn't let us drop off there because we are talking about something with far greater devastating potential to this country than just a pothole. In fact, it could turn into a complete sinkhole. And it seems to me there's one of two options. Either the government is going to stay in denial and keep printing money and keep incurring more debt and drive the bus off the cliff, or they're going to face reality and turn around and correct the problem. You said there's a precedent in Canada. There is a precedent 2 decades ago where President Clinton actually balanced the budget. But what do you see if these budget deficits do not get under control?
Well, first of all, I'd like to point out that the problems won't fully erupt until later in the next decade. So you won't probably get a big disaster happening for several years yet. So there is time to do something, although the problem is so large it's going to take all that time to get it right. If we don't make commonsensical moves in the next few years to get this under control, we will face a complete collapse of our economy. There's just no question about that. It is a very severe test of Washington's mettle to get this under control because it is so large. And it will also, if we do get it under control, that will itself have costs. There will have to be higher taxes. There will have to be cost cuts in different programs in order to gain some kind of sensibility around this federal budget deficit and get it down to hopefully to a surplus so we can start paying down some of that debt and prepare ourselves for the unfunded liabilities in years to come. So there's quite a bit that has to be done, and the dollar itself would continue to be under a squeeze. And basically, since all of our assets, or many of our assets that are not overseas, are valued in U.S. dollars, a lot of people would be suffering greatly financially from the inability of the government to deal with this problem.
Well, Rusty, it's always a pleasure to be able to share your knowledge with our listeners. Thanks again for being our guest today.
Glad to be with you. It's always a pleasure.
Well, Chuck, before we sign off for today's broadcast, give us just a little insight on the special year-end giving opportunity for our listeners.
Well, it's called the Transformation Challenge, and a very special donor has given us $500,000 to support this work. They so believe in what God's doing through Crown, and they wanted to challenge you to give to this ministry between now and the end of the year. So between now and midnight, December 31st, all of the contributions that we receive are effectively doubled by this challenge grant, and the gifts will be used to create more Money Life programs, to share the God Provides films, to produce urgently needed resources that God's using to transform lives. It's going to be a tough year in 2010, Dave. And I just am hoping and praying that our listeners will step up and join us as financial partners as we close out 2009.
Well, you can send a gift to Crown Financial Ministries by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or online at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.